我首先感谢同工把这个机会给我。
I want to first of all thank the co-workers for giving me this opportunity.
弟兄姊妹大概都知道我再过几天我就会离开这边到台湾去。
Many of you know that in a couple days I will be returning back to Taiwan.
所以我借着这个机会跟弟兄姊妹有一点交通勉励。
So I'd like to take this opportunity to share with brothers and sisters and give some encouragement.
很快就是56岁。
Very quickly, I will be 56 years old.
蒙恩得救呢，一共是快28年。
I have been saved for almost 28 years.
所以是一半的时间。
So it's almost half of the time.
但是也觉得很惭愧，每次我上站讲台的时候。
But I do regret that every time that I do have the opportunity to come up to the podium.
我都是恐惧战惊。
I stand here in fear and trembling.
我看。年长的弟兄姊妹都为我祷告。
I see that the elderly brothers and sisters are praying for me.
年轻的弟兄姊妹都为我紧张。
And the younger brothers and sisters are nervous for me.
看你姊妹就知道，每次我上讲台，她就是知道我这个手心的直冒冷汗。
Sister Connie knows that every time I stand up at the podium, my palms begin to sweat like crazy.
It is true. 这是真的。
And that is true.
很感谢神让我在过去的这段时间呢，能够认识所有的弟兄姊妹和朋友。
I truly thank the Lord that through this time I have come to know all the brothers and sisters and friends.
所以我今天呢，大概分两部分。
And so I'd like to split my time today into two parts.
前半段呢，我想回顾一下过去我在这边所蒙受的恩典。
So the first part, I'd like to go back and remember a little bit of God's grace towards me.
后一半段呢？我想给弟兄姊妹有一点点勉励。
And the second part, I'd like to give a bit of encouragement to brothers and sisters.
首先我感谢神给我一个属灵的家。
So first off, I really want to thank the Lord for giving me a spiritual family.
Yeah.看到邱老弟兄刚走进来。
I see elderly brother Chu who just came in.
我们过去认识的老弟兄。
We have known our elderly brother for a while.
在过去的这个28年当中呢，一方面我从开始就领受这个同工们的栽培。
In these past 28 years, I have received the leading and care of the co-workers.
也同时领受到弟兄姊妹的这个接纳和爱护。
And I've also received the acceptance and love of brothers and sisters.
我自己不是很喜欢照照片。
I myself, I don't like to take many photographs.
我可是呢。当我回过头来看的时候呢，我发觉在弟兄姊妹们当中都给我留下这个很甜美的这个回忆。
But as I look back at old photographs, I do recall many, many sweet memories with brothers and sisters.
我看到许许多多弟兄姊妹，我都可以回过头来思想过去主在你们身上所给我的这个祝福。
As I look at all brothers and sisters who are here, I can remember and I can count all of the blessings that God has given to me.
前不久我们在礼拜五的读经还谈到这个吃奶和吃干粮，喝灵奶跟干粮。
Several weeks ago, during Friday night Bible study, we were talking about drinking milk and having dry solid food.
啊，我好像觉得我在弟兄姊，我个人领受弟兄姊妹啊，这个实在是很多的恩典。
And I feel like I have truly received much grace from brothers and sisters.
啊，我啊，感谢啊啊耀祖弟兄 Rick。
I want to thank Brother Rick.
啊，我脚上所穿的鞋子都是他给我的。
The shoes that I wear on my feet, he's provided them for me.
啊，我打包了的时候呢，啊，还从 garage 啊找出三箱还没有穿过的。
And even in my luggage that I packed away, there are three pairs I haven't yet worn.
啊，我现在脚上所穿的也是他给是送给我的。
And I'm wearing what he's given to me on my feet right now.
我相信今天我啊跟弟兄姊妹啊的一些交通可能会 miss 的一些弟兄姊妹。
In my sharing this morning, I may miss some brothers and sisters.
但我想让弟兄姊妹知道你们的家就是我的家。
But I'd like you to know that your family is my family.
我们的家就是神的家。
And our family is God's family.
因为神的爱在我们当中，所以我们可以以弟兄姊妹相称。
And so because we are all in the same household, we can call each other brothers and sisters.
所以我首先我要谢谢一些有孩子的父母们。
So first off, I'd like to thank some of the parents.
弟兄姊妹知道我好像比较喜欢跟小孩子在一起。
Brothers and sisters may notice that it seems as if I truly like to be with younger children more.
也许我怕老。
Perhaps I am afraid of being old.
跟小孩子呢，我觉得比较好像回到圣经这个主耶稣所讲的，让孩子的心态一样。
When I'm with children, it reminds me when Jesus says that we need to return back to have the heart of a child.
所以我跟我真的是感谢主给为这些有孩子的父母的家庭感谢。
So for the kids' parents, I really want to thank these families.
因为他们让我感觉到神家中的这个温馨。
Because they have allowed me to feel the warmth of God's house.
像Norman 弟兄。
Such as Brother Norman.
像耀祖弟兄。
And Brother Rick.
赵辉弟兄。
Brother Zhao.
陈浩弟兄。
And Brother Chen.
世伯弟兄
，and brothers 世伯，
很多很多的弟兄姊妹
，many many brothers and sisters，
愿神祝福你们的家
，may the Lord bless your families，
让你们的家出现这个撒母耳的后代
，and so that in your families， you will be able to see the future generations of Samuel，
让你们这些做父母，特别是做母亲的。都是在神的家中是做哈娜的子分。
And those who are parents, particularly mothers, will be able to step into the role of being Hannah.
再来我想谢谢这些青少年们这些弟兄姊妹。
And also following, I'd like to thank some of the young people.
当我来的时候银虎弟兄还是新婚，刚刚结婚。
When I first arrived, Brother Macklin was still a newlywed.
我们的孩子稍微大一点点。
When our children became a little older.
但是我们就是好像从小一起长大。
It seemed as if we truly grew up together.
我们的孩子呢，在肉身上从婴儿幼儿这样子长大。
Our kids grew from infants to children to adolescents.
那我自己呢，从这个刚刚蒙恩得救这样子长大成熟。
And as a newly believer,
还在学习。
And as a young believer, I'm still growing and still learning.
所以我感谢主把这些家庭量在我们当中。
So I thank the Lord for placing these families among us.
Connie 现在已经结婚了。
And Connie is now married.
我们过去有许许多多的时间在一起。
And we had many times together.
我们实在是感谢神。
And I really thank God.
有一次。有一次我有一个机会到那个普门跟一个团契学校的团契弟兄姊妹交通。
There was an opportunity once when I went to Pullman to share with a fellowship of young brothers and sisters.
有一个小姊妹。
There was a young sister there.
她刚学会驾车不久。
And she just learned how to drive.
她就知道说我这个一定很紧张啊。
And she knew that I must have been very nervous.
所以呢她就 offer 我。
And so she gave me an offer.
说她载我到对了到 Pullman 去。
That she would drive me to Pullman.
一趟路呢就她送我跟慧琴一起去。
And she would drive me and my wife over there.
然后隔天呢再送我们回来。
And afterwards to take us back.
我觉得除了神的爱在我们当中之外。
Apart from God's love among us.
我们实在没有办法在地面上看到这些。
There's no other place on earth that we can see such things.
所以我为这些年轻人们感谢。
And so I truly want to thank God for these young people.
也为着我过去的一些服事的这个同工感谢。
And also for the co-workers that have served together with me.
培元弟兄是不是在那边？他今天刚好在我们当中。
Brother Michael Kung is with us today.
Scott.
And Scott.
还是我们这个青少年的一起配搭的同工。
And we co-work together in serving the junior youth.
我们感谢神过去有一段美好的时间。
And we thank the Lord for the good times in the past.
我们感谢Helen 跟港雄。
And I also want to thank Sister Helen and Brother Gang Xiong.
我看到他们，我真的是感谢神，神实在是，非常的奇妙。
When I see them, I find that our God is truly amazing.
我们弟兄呢是非常的安静。
Our brother is very quiet.
安安静静的做事。
And he does things very quietly.
我们的姊妹呢也是在做事，也为教会服事。
And our sister also serves much for the church.
她就比较率直。
And she's a little bit quicker.
Straight.
Or straight.
我们真的是看见神把各式各样的恩赐摆在我们当中。
And I thank the Lord for placing all of these different gifts among us.
我这边也谢谢这个于栋弟兄。
And I also want to thank Brother 于栋。
圣经告诉我们说，弟兄们要彼此洗脚。
The Bible tells us that brothers should wash each other's feet.
也许我在这边年日比较久。
Perhaps I've been here for a little longer.
所以弟兄姊妹对我都比较有恩典。
And so brothers and sisters have much grace towards me.
我相信我一定做了许许多多offend 到你们的一些事情或所讲的话。
I may have done things or said things that have offended brothers and sisters.
但是你们都不会跟我讲什么。
But you have never spoken anything as such to me.
但是我很宝贵这个我们年轻的弟兄。
So I truly treasure our younger brothers.
在礼拜五的查经我看到我们的弟兄真的是有解经的恩赐。
During Friday night Bible study, I see that our brother truly has the gift of interpreting the Bible.
有一段时间他常常这个做 招待的工作。
For a while, he served in being an usher.
有时候我光景不好了的时候呢，我就会不坐在会堂里面。
There have been times in the past when my condition was not as good and I would not sit in the main meeting hall.
我就会在外面的走廊走来走去。
And I would walk around outside in the foyer.
他就会来跟我讲。
And he would come and speak to me.
你为什么不进去？
Why don't you go inside?
有时候呢，我跟他给他来拿出笔拿出纸来要写东西的时候。
And sometimes when I take out pen and paper and need to write things down,
他就会跟我说，
he would say to me,
这个是华大的笔，你怎么可以？
This is a pen from the university. Why are you using it?
我实在是很感谢神。
So I truly thank God.
我盼望有更多的弟兄姊妹然后能够照着主的话在爱心中彼此洗脚。
And so I truly pray that according to God's words, that in among brothers and sisters, we would wash each other's feet in His love.
好像我们在地上能够脱去地上的这些沾染。
And so on this earth, we would be able to break free of all the dust of this earth.
我也感谢神让我能够跟一些比较他们也不算年长，跟我同样的年纪。
I also want to thank some other coworkers or brethren who are roughly around the same age as me.
其实我一直都不觉得我年纪大。
And actually, I never felt that I am old.
有人觉得说somehow 不知道怎么了，也有人觉得说我好像要回去台湾退休。
Somehow the word has gotten around that I'm going back to Taiwan to retire.
好像他们就非常紧张。
And so they become very nervous.
他说你现在这事情从这么忙做事情，那么一下子退休没事情做，你怎么办呢？
You're so busy right now and all of a sudden you have a change where you retire and do nothing. What are you going to do?
好像我也应该找个很好的沙发椅，然后就坐在那边看电视。
As if I need to find a very comfortable couch and sit there and watch TV.
或者是到一早呢就到咖啡厅里头喝咖啡看报纸。
Or that I should go and find a coffee shop and sit there and drink coffee and read the newspaper.
但是我个人觉得神若许可，我愿意再把再把我一点点的时间给神。
But personally, I feel like I need to give a little bit back to the Lord.
所以我不觉得我年纪已经大了。
So I do not feel as if I am old now.
其实我也不够资格讲这句话。
And actually, I have no right to say this.
我讲这句话，我 offend 到许多年纪比我大的年长的弟兄姊妹。
Because I don't want to offend those who are older than me.
这些年长的弟兄姊妹，在主面前，在主跟前已经有相当的这个属灵的生命。
Because those who are older truly have His life increase in them.
是教会往前的一个backbone.
It is the backbone of the church going forward.
他们关心年轻的弟兄姊妹。
They care for the younger brothers and sisters.
他们为教会的事工，为弟兄姊妹代祷。
And for the work in the church, as well as they intercede for brothers and sisters.
所以我也鼓励这些年长的弟兄姊妹。
So I also want to encourage the elderly brothers and sisters.
啊，在神的手中有一个纪念册。
In God's hand, He has a book of remembrance.
啊，他啊记录啊我们在地上所做的每一件事情。
He records down all of our acts and deeds on earth.
啊，好啊，为啊我感谢啊五弟兄和梅英姊妹。
I want to thank Brother and Sister Wu.
啊，所以有认识吴弟兄和姊啊梅英姊妹的都知道，弟兄和姊妹呢，真是在教会中真的是有父老的心。
All those who know Brother and Sister Wu know that they have a heart of service towards the church.
我真的不肯，我他是我的他是我的牙医。
He is my dentist.
啊，他呢？是我属灵的同伴
，and also my spiritual companion。
他是我在有困难的时候可以帮助我的。
And so when I have difficulties, he's able to help me。
我过去有很多很多的这个回忆啊。
And so I have many memories。
有一次，他还是我的那个我的那一个employer 老板。
At one time, he was also my employer, my boss.
好，感谢主，我姊妹也在他的诊所做过。
And I also thank the Lord because my sister also has gone to work for him.
我们的儿媳妇也在他那边做过。
And also, my daughter-in-law also works for him.
弟兄姊妹的的家，就好像他对弟兄姊妹的心那样子的敞开。
And so, his family is as open to all brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹如果有什么困难的时候，你可以放心的去跟弟兄姊妹有点交通。
And so if you have any difficulties, you are welcome to go and have fellowship with our brother and sister.
我也为银湖建华弟兄姊妹的这个家感谢。
And I also want to thank God for, Brother Mac and Sister Tina.
我在他们身上在看见他们好像这个是教会这个爱的使者一样。
They have been the bond servants of love in this family.
他们刚结婚的时候教会也有一个共识。
When they first were married, the church had a meeting?
不是，就是recognition.
Of recognition?
他们呢都知道这个银虎跟建华呢是从来不吵架的。
That our brother and sister never fought.
我刚开始的时候呢，我半信半疑。
At first, I only half believed it.
因为我知道这个家庭夫妻中间一定又会有什么争执的。
That I thought between couples, at least in the family life, there should be some disagreements.
但是我相信在他们刚开始的时候。他们确实有一段很长的时间在主里头真是可以彼此相爱。
But I do believe that as they began their family life, in the Lord, they truly loved one another.
我并不是说他现在不彼此相爱。
Not that they do not love each other right now.
相反的，你们可以看见神的爱在他们当中更成熟。
But quite the opposite, that the love of Christ is more and more mature between them.
Connie 姊妹结婚的时候
When Sister Connie was married
在晚宴快结束的时候有一个dance gathering.
When the reception was almost over, there was a time of dancing.
我是不会跳舞的。
I do not know how to dance.
但是呢，在那一天呢，我有一个很深的感触。
But that day, I had a deep feeling and impression.
知道，建华姊妹那个，在过去有一段的时间，她的行动比较不方便。Sister
Tina, for the a little while ago, she's had some difficulty in her mobility.
就呢，那一天晚上呢，莲虎弟兄呢就邀建华姊妹。
And so that night, Brother Mac invited Sister Tina.
在那个场合里面，他们一起有这一段的时间。
For a period of time at that reception.
我觉得所有在当中的弟兄姊妹一定有很深很深的感触。
And I think that for many brothers and sisters there, we had a deep impression.
神怎么爱教会？
How God loves His church.
到一个情况说，我不能没有你。
To a point where I cannot have, he cannot be without you.
那个就是英虎弟兄所选的一个歌。
And so that is a song that he chose, Brother Mac chose.
显出那个爱是相当的成熟。
And so that love is quite mature.
所以我鼓励，我愿意神祝福所有弟兄姊妹的家庭。
And so I pray that the Lord would bless all of the families here.
神把他的爱很具体、很明显的摆在弟兄姊妹当中。
And that He would place His love in a very real way among brothers and sisters.
让我们可以看见。
So that we can see.
让我们可以摸着。
So that we can feel.
让我们可以进入。
And that we can enter in.
为这个家我们献上感谢。
And so for this family, I thank the Lord.
也为着其他还有一些过去的同工。
And so for some of the co-workers in the past,
竹山弟兄,
Brother Zhu San,
车弟兄,
and Brother Mingxian,
宗智弟兄,
Brother 宗智,
建成弟兄,
Brother 建成,
大部分的弟兄姊妹并不是 很能够，并不知道他们太多。
Many brothers and sisters may not be very familiar with them.
但是因为我过去有一段时间，相当长的时间跟他们同工。
But because in the past, I served together with them for a while.
所以我对他们也相当的这个尊敬。
And so I truly respect them.
他们是跟我一起比肩作战的战士。
And they have together walked next to me in battle.
我从他们的身上看见他们这个默默无声的这个服侍。
And so I have seen how they have very quietly served.
真是让我看见这个基督的样式。
So that I could see the image of Christ.
我有许多多年的老朋友。
And I have many old friends as well.
有一些我就不在这一边多叙述。
And so I won't name all one by one here.
不过我特别提一下孙弟兄的爸爸妈妈。
But I do want to especially remember brother son's parents.
Amy 姊妹的爸爸妈妈。
And also sister Amy's parents.
我愿意提他们是因为每次他们碰到我的时候。
I want to mention them because every time they met me,
他就会问我的孩子怎么样。
They would ask about my children.
我自己在这边除了慧亲跟我在，我自己是在这里是没有 family 的。
My wife and I here, we do not have our own immediate family with us.
所以在在他们的身上呢，我真的看见，然后他们呢怎么用长辈的爱来爱年幼的。
So from them, I was able to see how the older ones are able to love the younger ones.
我绝对的相信他们为我们的后代的祷告啊，远比我自己为他们的祷告多的再多。
And I know that their prayers for the younger generations is so much more than my prayers for them.
所以我在这边也纪念他们。
And so I do also want to remember them.
再来我想交通一下这个有一点勉励的话。
Next, I'd like to have some words of encouragement.
神的意念高过我们的意念。
God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
是神划定我们这个一生的疆界。
And he has drawn our boundaries throughout our entire life.
是他决定我们的去或留。
And he has already predetermined whether we would be in lack or in abundance.
就是一年前我也都不会想到我会回台湾。
About a year ago, I never even thought that I would go back to Taiwan.
我答应慧卿说我退休的时候呢我们要去哪里我们就去哪里。
I agreed to my wife that once I retire, wherever we go, we will go together.
And, 然后呢神就在我们当中呢，一直做工。
And so God has continually worked in our lives.
从62岁退休。
So from when I retire at 62.
我就到58岁退休。
And then it was that I would retire at 58.
然后呢，到最后呢，到56岁。我一定要退休。
And then at 56, it was that I must retire.
我觉得是我常常觉得并不是我拣选他。
Oftentimes I feel it is not as if I had chosen God.
而是神啊和恩待我。
But that God was gracious to me.
我相信圣经。
I believe in the Bible.
我相信圣经在我们身上呢，是一个是我们生活生命的准则。
And it is the standard and leading of our lives and our daily living.
我喜欢看许许多多这个激励我们的这些故事。
I really like many of the stories that really move us.
但是呢，在福音书里头有一段记载呢，是一直。对我成为一个很大很大的挑战。
But in the book of Proverbs, there is a.
那个福音书。
In one of the in Ecclesiastes, there's a there's In the Gospels, there is also a verse that really encourages me.
讲到那个年轻人啊，他呢，到耶稣基督的面前呢，跟他讲说，我要怎么才能够得到永生？
There is a young man who went up to Jesus, who asked him, "What must I do to gain eternal life?"
那主耶稣呢，就跟他讲说，你要这样，你要那样，那样，那样。那年轻人说，这些我都做到了。
And so Jesus listed off a couple things, and the young man says, "All these things I have done."
我们呢也奉献给主了。
We have already consecrated and given to God.
我们也愿意呢为主做事了。
And we are already willing to do things for God.
但是呢主耶稣呢就跟这个年轻人呢讲说你要来跟随我。
And so the Lord Jesus told this young man to follow me.
这个年轻人呢就这样忧忧愁愁的离开。
And the young man went away despairing.
那我就觉得说我也跟他一样啊。
And so I feel like I am a lot like this young man.
我们当中有谁可以把我们一生所有变卖然后分给穷人来跟随耶稣呢？
How many of us can sell our possessions and give a portion to the poor and follow Jesus?
就是今天我也还在挣扎啊。
And so even I'm still struggling too.
但是神的话是这样子说。
But that is God's words.
他就一直就在整本圣经里头的就好像有一个东西是一个我不能够跨过去的。
And so in the Bible, there is such a description that I cannot overcome.
我愿意跟随耶稣基督。
I'm willing to follow the Lord Jesus.
但是呢我要用我的under my condition.
But I want to follow him with my conditions.
要用我的按照我的方式来跟随耶稣基督。
According to my ways, I want to follow the Lord.
所以我觉得这个会非常难。要跟随耶稣基督。
And so I feel like this is a challenge in following the Lord.
所以呢可是我感谢主。
But I thank God.
许许多多我听过很多的见证。
I have heard many testimonies.
被主所大大使用的。
Those who have been greatly used by God.
他们呢神怎么呼召他们呢他们就这样呢高高兴兴快快乐乐的欢喜快乐起来跟随耶稣基督。
And so no matter how they were called, they happily and joyfully followed the Lord.
那我为那个感谢神。
And so for that, I thank him.
当我把我自己摆在神的跟前的时候啊。
But as I place myself before him,
我真的是好像一个小孩哈，那个赖在地上哈。
But I'm like a little child that just wants to stay on the floor.
这个神要在我的前面拉。
And God before me needs to pull.
有时候要到我的后面推。
And sometimes He needs to push me from behind.
那么今天我也许神许可愿意让我有这个新的学习。
And so today, if God is willing that I would have this new learning before Him.
对我个人来讲，我更珍惜神这个不舍弃的这个爱与拣选。
Truly and personally, I really thank the Lord for choosing me.
所以我用这个来跟弟兄姊妹勉励。
And so with these words, I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
我相信我知道许许多弟兄姊妹他们都是愿意侍奉神。
I know many brothers and sisters are willing to serve the Lord.
那么神会把机会量给你们。
And so God will give you the opportunity.
机会还没有到的时候呢，神会预备你们。
And before the opportunity comes, God will prepare you.
几个礼拜前我去跟银府弟兄有个交通。
A couple weeks ago, I had some fellowship with Brother Mac Lin.
银府弟兄呢跟我提到说 教会的这一个超然性。
Brother Mac shared with me the
教会的这个超越时间跟这个超越空间的这个性质。
The nature of the church that is be surpasses time and the current circumstances
and
space.
我蛮阿门的。
And I truly amen this.
因为我觉得台湾跟美国呢，只有八个小时的差距。
The distance and the time that separates Taiwan and America is about 8 hours of travel.
在空间的话呢，坐飞机只要11个小时。
And so travel time is 11 hours, but the time is 11 hours difference.
所以我认为虽然我可以人不在这一边。
So even though physically I'm not here,
但是我人就会参加你们的祷告聚会。
But still, I can be present in the prayer meetings.
中区有一个小组分区祷告呢，人数不多。
There is a small group on the east side. Their prayer group is not very large.
我跟慧清离开了的时候呢，更是显著的影响，这个在人数上面有影响。
When my wife and I leave, it will influence the numbers that attend.
当教会有这个感动在祷告上能够把所有的弟兄姊妹带进服事的时候呢，我也一样阿门。
But as the church had this burden to increase in prayer, in my heart I also amen this.
我个人呢，就像我说的，我也会继续的纪念这边的弟兄姊妹。
And so personally, I will also continue to remember brothers and sisters here.
同时我也需要弟兄姊妹的这个扶持哈。
And likewise, I also need the support of brothers and sisters here.
我感谢神在我们教会当中兴起各式各样的恩赐。
I thank the Lord for raising up many gifts among us.
在我们当中呢，教师的恩赐。
There is the gift of teachers.
有传福音的恩赐。
The gift of evangelism.
有带导的恩赐。
And the gift of prayer.
有做父老的恩赐。
And the gift of those who are older.
有做关怀照顾的恩赐。
And those who are hospitable.
有做管理监督的恩赐。
And those who are pastors and administrators.
It's all there.
It's all there.
愿神借着他的爱把所有的弟兄姊妹都能够经营建造起来。
And so according to his love, may he continue to build together.
孙弟兄说在我们的侍奉上我们要有这种立体的感觉。
And so, Brother Sun had shared with us that we need to have this three-dimensionality.
我们不仅仅在地上做我们也跟我们的神连接在一起。
Not only are we building here on earth, but we are also connecting with our God in heaven.
也同时的呢把所有的恩赐呢在这一个立体上来建立起来。
And likewise, in building up that we are going to have this three-dimensionality.
我在这边看到许许多多这个我不能够叫出名字的可能是弟兄姊妹，可能是福音朋友。
There are many here that I may not be able to name you by your name. You may be brothers or sisters or friends.
这我真的是觉得蛮亏欠的。
And I do regret.
因为在我刚蒙恩的时候呢，我蒙受弟兄姊妹的这个关怀照顾。
When I was first saved, I received the care and the hospitable and the caring of many brothers and sisters.
结果我都 没有把这个爱啊来彰显在你们当中。
And I may not have also shared this love together with brothers and sisters here.
所以我求神啊哈恩待所有的服侍的跟接受服侍的。
So may God be gracious to all those who serve and those who receive service.
我那首诗歌起来为耶稣是是我我选的。
The hymn that we sang earlier, Stand Up, Stand Up for Jesus, I had chosen that.
我觉得我们都知道神再来的要来的日子很近了。
We all know that his return is very near.
而且我们也知道如果主再来的时候呢一定会有很多很大这个属灵的征战。
And that when he does return, there will be a very great and fierce spiritual battle.
所以我觉得在我们的灵里头我们应该警醒。
And so in our spirits, we also need to be watchful.
像那个诗歌里头所讲的。
Just like what it says in the hymn.
我是稍微看一下哦。658首。
Hymn 658。
他第四节讲到说今日杀声虽高呼
It says this day the noise of battle
明日凯歌响亮
The next the victor song
我们就是处在今天
Even if today
就是像诗歌所讲的我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有那种好像听到这个征战的声音的这个感觉。
I don't know if brothers and sisters, if you have the sense that you are hearing that sound of battle.
我不晓得你们有没有感觉仇敌还是在攻击我们。
Do you feel that the enemy is still attacking us?
仇敌在攻击我们的家。
That the enemy is attacking our families.
仇敌在攻击我们的身体。
That the enemy is attacking our bodies.
神仇敌在攻击我们的服事。
And the enemy is attacking our service.
所以我觉得，今天这个属灵的征战没有前方后方之别。
And so today in our in the spiritual battle, there's no looking back.
我们应该抓紧机会。
We need to grab a hold of the opportunity.
几年前我看到一个报道。
A couple years ago, I saw this news report.
他讲到有一对这个年轻人。
There was this young couple.
刚刚组织家庭。
And they had just established their house, their family.
所以呢他们夫妻呢就是彼此同工啊就是要建立起一个好的家庭。
And together they worked hard so that they could establish a good family.
这个丈夫呢是去开大卡车的。
And the husband was a truck driver.
所以生活非常的辛苦。
And so his life was pretty difficult.
所以呢这个夫妻两个人呢就省吃俭用。
And so the couple, they tried to be very frugal.
然后呢就省了一笔钱呢然后呢就去买了一部卡车。
And they saved up and they were able to purchase a new truck.
有了卡车之后呢丈夫呢每次出去外面回来的时候呢
And so with this new truck, every time the husband returned home,
他的太太呢就这样呢他的太太呢就让他的丈夫休息。
The wife would allow her husband to rest.
然后呢他的太太呢就会他太太是原来是什么都不懂的。
And the wife, without knowing much,
然后呢后来呢就这样开始呢整修他的那个卡车维修。
She would try to repair and take care of that truck.
然后让他的丈夫呢可以出去工作。
So that her husband could go out and work.
那他们就是这样子辛辛苦苦的要建立一个 他们心目中的一个家庭。
And so together they worked like this so that they could establish a good family.
啊，有一天，她的丈夫呢，到啊、到加拿大去。
One day, the husband drove up to Canada.
结果呢，在那个加拿大的这个山区呀、啊，哈、哦，车子呢就翻到悬崖底下了。
But one day, while he was in Canada, he was up in the mountains, and his truck had gotten stuck in snow.
Fall off the cliff.
It fell off a cliff.
然后呢，他人陷在这个卡车里面爬不出来。
And so he was stuck inside of his truck and could not climb out.
所以呢，他那时候呢就知道他情况不好。
And so he knew that the situation was very grave.
他找不到笔。
He was unable to find a pen.
所以呢，他就用他身上所流的血呀、他就开始写。
And so with his own blood, he started to write.
他写说，他怎么的爱他的太太。
He wrote how much he loved his wife.
他怎么对他的太太不起。
And
how he was sorry.
How he felt sorry for his wife.
就写了一篇，他心中过去有机会，但是他没有讲出来的话。
And so he wrote down all of the words that that was in his heart that he never spoke out loud.
然后他就死了。
And then he died.
所以我觉得，神把机会都量给我们了。
And so I feel that God has always given us an opportunity.
我们要把握今天的机会。
We need to grab onto today.
我不是说你们要 quit 你们的 job.
I'm not saying that you need to quit your job.
但求神给我们有聪明智慧。
But may the Lord give us wisdom and understanding.
工作有时。
That there is time to work.
安息有时。
And the time to rest.
愿神帮助所有的弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord help all brothers and sisters.
让我们然后在神跟前重新有一个回顾。
Have a new heart and remembrance before the Lord.
知道我们怎么在主的跟前来生活与侍奉。
So that we will know how to live and serve before Him.
我教的就是这么一段。
And I will share this.
Thank you.
We 们这个聚会啊，是两1978年开始的。
Our fellowship began here in 1978.
所以到今年呢，足足正好30年。
And so it has been now 30 years.
刚才我们的弟兄讲到，他是28年前他接受主的。
Our brother just shared that he accepted the Lord 28 years ago.
也就是我们这个聚会开始两年之后，他们就蒙恩得救。
They were saved only 2 years after our fellowship began here.
所以宋文腾夫妇跟我们这个聚会可以说是渊源很深啊。
And so our brother Michael and his family have roots here.
当然过去这么多年我们在一起一同配搭服侍。
And together after serving together so many years.
那我们的弟兄姊妹在这个聚会里实在是也尽了他们的心力。
Our brother and sister have truly put their heart here.
当然他们现在离开了，我想我们很多弟兄姊妹心里也是很舍不得。
And now that they are to depart, it's hard for us to let them go.
但是我们知道人生在地上是有变化的。
But we know that our days on earth truly will change.
无论是身内身外都会有变化。
Whether in our hearts or outwardly, there's always going to be change.
啊，所以我们过去看见很多爱主的弟兄姊妹，或者许多弟兄姊妹在这里，有的也离开了。
And we have also seen in the past there have been other brothers and sisters who have also left.
当然，主也带领很多的弟兄姊妹从各处到这里和我们一同聚集。
And God has also brought other brothers and sisters from elsewhere to meet with us.
正像弟兄刚刚所勉励的啊。
Just like our brother had encouraged us.
我们基督徒要抓住眼前的机会跟随主。
That as Christians we need to grab a hold of the opportunities to follow Him.
啊，我们晓得只有主回来了。将来我们到他那里去了，就不再会有外面这些变化。
Only when the Lord returns and we return back with Him, there will no longer be any of these external changes.
所以在地上的日子
，So our days on earth，
基督徒抓住机会跟随主是最重要的一件事情。
For the Christian to grab a hold of the opportunity to follow Him is a very important matter.
当然，主有他的带领，让我们的弟兄姊妹回到台湾去。
The Lord has led our brother and sister to return back to Taiwan.
我们也知道在台湾他们还有很多的亲友还没有相信主。
And we know that in Taiwan they also have family members who have not yet believed.
这也是他们心中的一个负担。
And this is also one of their burdens.
所以我们请弟兄姊妹在祷告中纪念他们。
And so brothers and sisters, please remember them in your prayers.
盼望我们的弟兄姊妹在这里多年从主所领受的恩典。
And so we hope that the grace that brothers and sisters have received here.
那么成回去之后呢，能成为啊他们家人的祝福。
That once they return, this will become the blessing of their family.
也成为他们以后在那边服事的一个祝福。
And also the blessing of their future service.
今天早晨呢，我还有几分钟的时间呢，我想和弟兄姊妹啊勉励一下。传福音。
This morning, with a few minutes, I'd like to share and encourage brothers and sisters on sharing the gospel.
我们都知道4月5号、6号，我们在这里会有两次的福音聚会。
On April 5th and 6th, we will have two gospel meetings here.
我们心里面实在盼望这次的福音聚会呢，就是全教会所有的弟兄姊妹都能够参与。
And in my heart, I hope that all brothers and sisters will all be able to participate.
我们晓得在教会历史上
We know that in church history,
在福音的工作上面有两种不同的形态
There are two attitudes, in the work of the gospel.
一种呢是靠着那些有恩赐有福音恩赐的人在传讲
The first is to rely on the person who has the gift to share the gospel.
但是另外一种呢乃是靠着所有的圣徒基督的身体在地上来传福音
The second is to rely upon the body of Christ to share the gospel
今天呢我们看见在地上的教会有一个比较不够平衡的现象
Today in the church on earth we see that there is an unbalanced environment
就是我们太过分的依赖恩赐
Is that we rely too much on gifts
结果我们弟兄姊妹大家都失职了我们自己好像就没有传福音。
And so then, individually, brothers and sisters, we do not take the responsibility to share the gospel.
实际上，你来看整个的教会历史。
And so if you see practically,
主借着他的身体在地上所传的福音的那个果效，是远远大过那些恩赐们所传福音的果效。
The fruit of, sharing the gospel through the church, through the body, has far surpassed sharing, the gospel through just one person.
啊，我的意思不是说这些福音的恩赐传福音是不重要的。
Not that it's not important for, one person to share the gospel.
但是这是两条并行的线。
But these are two parallel things.
今天我想我们大多数的人可能我们都没有这个福音的这个恩赐有这种的口才可以站在讲台上面能够传福音。
For the majority of us, we may not be able to have, the ability to preach and to share the gospel up on a podium.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你的个人人就是可以传福音的。
But personally, you can share the gospel.
所以我们希望所有的弟兄姊妹都能有福音的生活，大家都能够参与这个福音。
So we hope that all brothers and sisters will all be able to participate in sharing the gospel.
所以这一次呢，我们希望没有一个弟兄姊妹是漏掉的。
And so we hope that not one person is left out.
我们需要好好为自己的光景来祷告。
We need to pray for our own conditions.
当我想到这次福音聚会的时候
And so I think about the gospel meeting this time.
最近这几天一直有两句话一直在我的思想里面。
These couple days, I constantly have these two phrases in my mind.
我想这是主给我的。
And I believe this is what the Lord
has given me. 我愿意交通给弟兄姊妹。
And I want to share with brothers and sisters.
主说你们白白得来的。
The Lord said, freely you received.
要白白的舍去。
And so freely give.
我们知道这句话呢，乃是出自马太福音第十章第八节。
This is from Matthew chapter 10 verse 8.
就是你们白白的得来也要白白的舍去。
Freely you received, freely give.
好，我们大家一起来讲一遍好不好？
Let's say this together so you can remember.
你们白白的得来也要白白的舍去。好，再来一遍。
Again.
你们白白的得来也要白白的舍去。这里讲到这个白白的。
This when it speaks of free.
啊，这里它的原文的意思就是没有什么原因，无缘无故的。
The original means that it is gratuitous with no condition.
啊，也没有任何的理由的。
There's no strings attached.
也不需要任何的条件。
No conditions.
所以这里告诉我们，当我们从主那里领受这个恩典的时候呢，没有花你任何的代价。
And so when all the grace that you have freely received from the Lord, you do not need to repay.
所以现在呢，主要求我们要白白的把它舍去。
And so now God is asking us to freely give.
啊，英文里面呢，这个字用 give 这个字啊，好像呢，我觉得轻了一点。
And so in English, this word give, it may not have the full intention in it.
原文的意思是要给出去。
The original is truly to give.
但是呢，我们中文用得更好，说是舍去。
But in Chinese, it says that it is to give up with a price.
好像一个 sacrifice.
A sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹们，这个字用的中文用的实在是非常的好。
And so in Chinese, it is a good description.
这充分说明我们那个堕落天性的自私。
And so this speaks of our fallen nature of greed.
主老早知道我们。
The Lord already knew us.
主知道我们这些人接受非常容易。
He knows that it's very easy for us to accept.
我们要是没有穷尽，天天都是要啊要的。
We always want more.
主也给我们。
And so the Lord does give.
但是主知道当他要求我们给出去的时候不太容易。
But he knows that when he requires for us to give out, it is very difficult.
所以中文讲的用舍这个字。
And so in Chinese, it means to sacrifice.
那个意思说的要付代价。
It means that it takes a price.
你看对于我们来讲是不是这样呢？
And so when you look at yourself, is this true?
啊，人家传福音给我们劝我们好不容易啊，我们举手决志。
And so when somebody is sharing the gospel and they persuade us, and so then you raise your hand and accept.
到有一天主要求你把这个福音传给你周围的人的时候，很不容易。
Until one day God asks you to share the gospel with those around you, and it's very difficult.
我们要变成好像给出去是变成用力气的，甚至舍出去的。
And so giving away, it seems as if we're sacrificed. It takes so much effort.
啊，我想为时间的缘故，我简单的来讲一下。
And so for the sake of time, I'm just going to share very simply.
到底我们从神白白的得着了什么东西呢？
What did we freely receive from God?
罗马书三章二十四节告诉我们。
Romans 3:24 tells us.
这里告诉我们，神的恩典和主的救赎使我们白白的称义。
It says that we have been freely justified.
这个神的怜悯是无需你所有的代价。
And so this mercy from him does not cost you anything.
这里讲到神的福音临到我们的时候，没有叫你付出任何的代价。
It did not cost you anything when you were justified before God.
神那个丰盛的恩典。
It was his abundant blessing.
主耶稣基督流血舍命，那个付上重大代价所成功的救赎。
And his precious blood that was shed for you so that you may be redeemed back.
他把你摆到一个称义的地位上，就是把你从前那个不对的光景带到一个对的光景里面。
He justified you, meaning that he put you in a place that is right rather than a place that was wrong.
不需要你付任何的代价。
And this did not cost you anything.
是白白给你的。
You have freely received this.
罗马书第八章三十二节告诉我们。
And so in Romans chapter 8 verse 32 it tells us.
他说神把他的儿子和万物都白白一同赐给我们。
It says that God did not spare his son and all things within his son.
虽然在圣经的原文里面没有这个白白这两个字。
And in the original, in this verse, it does not have the word freely.
但是它里面包含这个意义在里面。
But it also encompasses this meaning.
所以我们中文里面说是白白的给我们。
And so in Chinese it says that he freely gave us.
这是父亲的爱。
This was the father's love.
他把所有一切都愿意给我们。
He was willing to give us everything.
弟兄姊妹，请我们记得。
And so brothers and sisters, please
remember. 我们的父亲是一个给的父亲。
Our father is one who gives.
认真来讲，他有时候向我们要一点，也是他先给了我们才要的。
And sometimes, honestly, when he asks a little bit from us, it's because he's already given it to us.
所以我们作为神的儿女，
and so as children of God,
应该像我们的天父一样。
We need to be like our heavenly Father.
神的儿女应该是给的。
As children of God, we need to
give. 我们要白白的领得着，要白白的舍去。
We have freely received, we are to freely give.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
不仅这样，
not only this,
你到了启示录21章第6节22章17节。
If you go to Revelations chapter 1 verse 6 and 22:17,
讲到将来我们进入永世的时候，
it tells us that when we enter into eternity,
神仍旧让那个生命的活泉赐给所有口渴的人。
He will give the waters of life to those who are thirsty.
是口渴的人也可以来，愿意的都白白的领生命活泉的水。
And those who are thirsty may freely receive the waters of life.
所以我们的神是从今始直到永远。
And so from now into eternity,
他都是愿意把他所拥有的分享给所有的人。
He's willing to give all that he has to everybody who wants.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
What you have freely received, you are to freely give.
所以使徒保罗懂得这个道理。
And so the Apostle Paul knew this.
所以在哥林多后书11章第7节讲。
And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 it says,
他说我传福音是白白的传的。
Says that I preach the gospel of God freely without charge.
那么这说明什么呢？
What does this tell us?
就是保罗一方面他有感恩的心。
That on one hand, Paul has a thankful heart.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们是蒙大恩的人。
Brothers and sisters, we have received great grace.
这个恩典在我们的身上是我们言语难以诉说的。
This grace, we cannot even begin to speak of it in our lives.
如果今天我们不能趁着机会把这个恩典稍稍地分出去一点，
if you cannot take a hold of the opportunity to even give a little of the grace in your
life, 我敢相信一件事情。
I believe one thing.
主一回来你就懊悔。
That as soon as God returns, you will regret.
可能我们是咬牙切齿的懊悔。
And perhaps you will be in gnashing of teeth as you regret.
因为我们把神的恩典只扣留在我们自己的身上。
Because you have only obtained the grace of God and left it within yourself.
并没有把这个恩典把它传出去。
You did not give this grace.
所以保罗在地上的时候呢，他也这样说。
And so Paul also said when he was on earth.
他说我传福音是不得已的。
He says that I do want to share the gospel of God.
是不得已的。没办法。
That I have no choice but to share the gospel of God.
因为什么？责任已经托付我了。
Because I already have the responsibility.
你知道吗？你蒙恩得救那一天，
that the day that you received salvation,
你得着一个恩典是你的权利。
You received a grace that is your right.
但是这个恩典也是你的责任。
But this grace is also your responsibility.
这个责任已经托付给你了。
And this responsibility has already been given to you.
所以保罗说，我若不传福音，他有祸了。
And so Paul says, I'll be in trouble if I do not share the gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and
sisters, 今天我们必须要晓得，
you must know,
神的救恩在我们身上是一个大的恩典，是一个权利，但是也是一个责任。
That the grace of the Lord upon you is a right and is a power, but it is also a responsibility.
基督徒要存着感恩的心来把这个恩典传出去。
So as a Christian with a thankful heart, you need to give this grace.
因为我们觉得主的恩典太大。
Because the grace of our God is too great.
弟兄姊妹，我们要跟别人分享。
We want to share with others.
我们要把它传出去。
We need to share it with others.
感谢主啊，弟兄姊妹们，保罗跟我们有一样的性情。
We thank the Lord that Paul had the same personality or trait as us.
我从年轻的时候啊，
from when I was young,
就感觉传福音呢是我一个负担，也是一个很害怕的事情。
I felt that sharing the gospel was a burden and it was something that I was afraid of doing.
这40多年过来了。
And after these 40 some years,
我是一面怕一面传。
On one hand I'm afraid, on the other hand I do it.
一面传一面害怕。
And as I share, I'm afraid.
因为这是我天性上的一个软弱。
Because this is my natural weakness.
哎呀，有次我一读圣经，原来保罗也是这样。
And one time I read the Bible and I realized Paul was the same.
哦，我们想保罗一定是一个什么都不怕的人啊。
And we think that maybe Paul was afraid of have nothing.
到了哪里就进到会堂里面，到了哪里就传。
That no matter where he went, he'd go into the temple and he'd speak.
原来他告诉我们说传福音是不得已，这个不得已就是害怕。
Originally, and so it tells us that he had no choice but to share, and so that no choice meant that he was somewhat afraid.
因为他比你我更认识神。
Because he knew God.
你越认识神呢，越觉得这个责任重大。
The more you know God, the more you realize the gravity of this responsibility.
感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
今天我们晓得在我们弟兄姊妹当中
Among brothers and sisters,
真正的这种比较不害怕的恐怕是少数。
Those who truly are not afraid, they may be in the minority.
见到人就传福音的这个不是所有人，对不对？
Not everybody can just share the gospel as soon as you meet someone.
我跟这个所有这些软弱的弟兄姊妹们站在一起，我也是一个。
I stand together with all those who are also feeling very weak.
我一看见生人呢，我就害怕。
As soon as I see a stranger, I'm afraid.
一直到今天都是这样。
Even to today, it's still the same.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
福音是一个托付。
The gospel is a responsibility.
不管你愿不愿意。
No matter whether you're willing or not,
你要传，
you need to share.
你要学我一样。
And learn from me.
一面怕一面传。
On one hand, you're afraid, but share it anyways.
那么一面传一面怕。
And as you share, you can be afraid. Just share.
感谢主，这神给我们的怜悯。
We thank the Lord. This is His grace for us.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers
这个白白的传还有一个意思。
And also to freely give, there's another meaning.
我们要学习费财费力。
You need to give everything.
传福音是费财费力。
You need to put all your energy and effort into it.
我蒙恩得救的时候，
When I was first saved,
弟兄姊妹，我永远不会忘记那个带我得救的那位弟兄。
I will never forget the brother who led me to come to Christ.
是庄的一个弟兄，他姓庄。
A brother Zhuang.
他为着我这个年轻人的蒙恩得救。
And so for this young man to become saved,
他实在是费财费力。
He really used his all.
他光请我吃饭，不知道吃了多少次。
He invited me to go out to dinner so many times.
然后用三轮车拉我到教会里面去听福音，拉了好几次。
And then he would give me a ride to church and pull me so many times.
我每次闭起眼睛来，
And every time I close my eyes,
我就想到他那么迫切的那种情形。
I would think of how desperate he was.
你知道我那个时候只不过是十几岁，大概16岁左右。
At that time, I was in my teens, maybe just 16.
但是他已经是个30-40岁左右的人。
But he was in his 30s and 40s.
为了一个年轻的蒙恩得救。
For a young person to come to know the Lord.
小孩子不要管他。
He didn't even look upon my youth.
不，他心中迫切。
In his heart, he was desperate.
所以一直到今天呢，
Even until today,
我在福音上我是一个欠债的人。
So, in the gospel, I have a debt.
神借着弟兄的爱，
Through the love of our brother,
把我带回到主跟前，
Brought me back to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So, brothers and sisters,
为着别人的灵魂，
So, for other souls,
我们要费财费力，
We need to give our all.
我们希望这些日子每个弟兄姊妹你都把家打开。
And so, I hope for all brothers and sisters, open up your homes.
把那些福音朋友请到你的家里面来。
Invite the gospel friends to come to your home.
你要烧最好的菜给他吃。
And make the best food.
你要用最诚恳的态度来对待他。
And have the most sincere hearts towards them.
不要这么轻描淡写的。
And don't look lightly upon them.
为别人的灵魂呢，你付上这个代价是值得的。
It's worth it to sacrifice just a little bit for other people's souls.
你想想一个人的生命啊。
If you think about a person's life,
是千万的金银都不能换的，对不对？
You cannot purchase it with millions of dollars. It is so precious.
我们要把神的儿女带回家。
We need to bring children of God back home.
弟兄姊妹们，这个白白的意思。
So this freely give.
也就是说，你不求自己的利啊。
It means that you are not going to use your own strength.
不是说我传福音，你看我带多少人，这个有什么好处？没有这些好处的。
It's not that you share the gospel and you bring so many numbers of people. It's not that you gain any benefit.
我们更不要怕人家闲言闲语的。
Or that other people will speak ill of you.
当然，我知道这些年传福音的最重要也是碰到我的个性问题。
And I know that some of the problems in sharing the gospel oftentimes it runs into my own personality.
如果这个福音单张放到别人手里，人家这个不看给你丢了，你看我多没面子。
And so, oftentimes when I give a gospel tract to somebody else and then they throw it away, it doesn't give me any face.
当然，大部分的人都是有礼貌的。
And oftentimes people are courteous.
我也碰见过，就在那放地上给他踩一脚。
I have met those who have received the tract, throw it down, and stepped on it.
哇，如果碰到这样情形，我这不知道怎么办。
And so, oftentimes in this type of situation, I don't know what to do. That shame and all of that, the bad feelings come.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你不要怕羞耻。
Don't be afraid of shame.
侍奉主啊，
When you serve the Lord,
如果人家羞辱你了,
if you are shamed,
你就要算为配得这名受羞辱,
count all that is worthy, of this shame.
你配为主的名受羞辱,
you are worthy of being shamed for the name of the Lord.
这个将来在主面前是何等的纪念呢?
And this will be remembered before God.
所以我们希望这些日子主的灵感动所有的弟兄姊妹。
So I pray that the Spirit of God may encourage all brothers and sisters.
希望每个弟兄姊妹都动，好不好？
That all brothers and sisters may move.
那么怎么动法呢？
How will you move?
第一个，从祷告开始。
First, start to pray.
啊，从现在开始起。
Pray from now on.
每天都花一点时间在主面前祷告，好不好？
Every single day, spend some time in prayer.
啊，我曾经过去的这个传福音呢，也鼓励过弟兄姊妹。
In the past, when I shared the gospel, I've also encouraged brothers and sisters.
你每天至少祷告个五分钟。
You don't need a lot of time, just 5 minutes.
啊，愿意祷告五分钟的人举手看看。
Those who are willing to pray for 5 minutes, raise your hand.
哇，你看，真是舍不出去啊。
It's very difficult to sacrifice.
祷告五分钟都不行啊。
5 minutes is not enough.
那两分钟好了，讲两分钟，祷告两分钟的人举手看看。
If you can pray for 2 minutes,
愿意为这福音聚会祷告两分钟的人举手看看。
If you can pray for 2 minutes, raise your hand.
还是没有人呐。
Still nobody.
啊，那要多少分钟？你们讲。
So how many minutes?
啊，一分钟好了。
1 minute.
愿意祷告一分钟的。
Those who are willing to pray 1 minute.
当然，神不从来不勉强我们。
The Lord will never force us.
不过呢，我们希望弟兄姊妹，你每天在主面前能够有点时间祷告。
But we hope brothers and sisters every day to spend some time to pray.
第一个，为你自己祷告。
First, pray for yourself.
啊，先为自己祷告。
First, pray for yourself.
求主预备我们。
That God will prepare you.
然后呢，为整个福音的聚会祷告。
And then pray for the entire gospel meeting.
我们希望这一次所有的弟兄姊妹没有一个人是站在后面观望的。
So I pray that there will not be one brother or sister in the back who is lost.
大家都能够把自己摆出来。
But that everybody would be able to offer themselves.
我想今天你看我们坐还有很多的空位置。
So today you see that we still have so many empty seats around us.
如果4月5号6号你一个人带一个的话呢，坐得下吗？根本就坐不下。
On the 5th and 6th, if each person bring one person, we won't have enough seats.
啊，我记得从前我们年轻的时候啊，弟兄们鼓励我们。
I know that in the past when I was young, brothers had encouraged me.
他们说呢，我们大家来包凳子。
That each one of us bring your own stool.
我们那个时候是木板条凳子。
Because at the past we had benches.
哇，有的弟兄说我包三条。
Or that I would reserve 3 benches.
我一看了三条一条坐六个人了，18个人呢，不得
了。3 rows, and you could sit, a total of 18 people. That's a lot.
所以像我这样软弱的人呢，我只包了一个角落，只有一个。
And so I reserved 1 corner for one.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不需要包凳子，大家在主面前都动，好吗？
So you do not need to reserve any seats. Everybody just move.
希望所有的弟兄姊妹都能像以赛亚一样说，对主，主啊，我在这里。
I pray that every one of us may be like Isaiah to say, Lord, here am I.
求你差遣我。
Please send me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters, the Lord will go with you.
不需要害怕。
You do not need to be afraid.
教会历史上，
in church history,
我们看见多少的弟兄姊妹啊。
So many brothers and sisters.
为着福音的工作。
For the work of the gospel.
有的人不是费财费力啊。
Some not only did they give their all.
他们把自己的性命都摆上去了。
They even gave their lives.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
求主的恩典临到这次的聚会。
May the grace of God come upon our meetings.
让我们大家同心合意的起来传扬我们主的名。
So together we would lift up and share the name of our Lord.
我们最后啊，我读一处的这个诗篇啊，我们就结束了。
So at the end I'd like to read a psalm.
诗篇第126篇。
Psalm 126.
诗篇126篇。
Psalm 126.
126篇。第五节第六节
Verse 5 and 6.
这里说流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting.
那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带回何恐回来。
He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy.
希望主给我们有同样迫切的灵。
May the Lord give us the same desperation
in our spirit. 宁可为主流泪撒种。
That you would be willing to sow with tears.
但愿这一次我们能有大的禾捆啊。
So that we would have a great harvest in return.
好吧，我们最后啊，我们来唱一首诗歌。
At the end, let us sing a song.
然后我们大家同声在主面前有点祷告。
And together have a word of prayer.
我们求主在这一次真的是借着他的灵啊，把他的爱浇灌下来。
So according to his spirit, that he would outpour among us.
让我们在主所量给我们的机会，大家来还债啊。
And so, if with this opportunity that we would return our debt,
让我们能够把主所给我们的恩典能够把它舍出去。
And so we would be able to give out the grace that He has given to us.
我们唱597首。
Let's sing 597.
597首，一起起来唱好不好？大家一同起来唱。
Let's stand and sing.
我们唱完之后呢，大家都祷告。
And after we sing, let us all pray.
我在说为自己祷告，为整个聚会祷告。
Pray for yourself and pray for the entire meeting.
盼望这一次主让我们没有一个弟兄姊妹在这一次的福音聚会里面被漏掉。
So not one person in this gospel meeting will be left out.
很快啊，我们大概还有两个礼拜的时间。
We only have 2 weeks left.
啊，盼望主的恩典在我们身上是丰富的。
So may His grace be abundant in our lives.
也让我们在这一次的福音聚会里面。
And in this gospel meeting.
真是能够经历带人归主的喜乐。
Be able to experience the joy of those, bringing those who will return home.
啊，我们自己不行，我们找几个同伴一起来。
If we're not able to, we'll bring some other friends along with us.
啊，无论怎样，要把这个福音传出去。
No matter what, we will share the gospel.
好，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing together.
弹一句哈。
From you.
能够从我们的身上白白的给出去。
That we would freely be able to give.
主啊，求你在教会中用你的爱来浇灌我们。
Lord, please fill your church with your love.
主啊，用福音的灵充满我们。
And fill us with the spirit of the gospel.
让我们在这一次的福音聚会里面。
So that in this gospel meeting.
每一个弟兄姊妹都能够尽自己当尽的本分。
All brothers and sisters may enter into their responsibility.
主啊，让我们欢欢喜喜的能够把禾捆带回来。
That we would happily bring in all the sheaves.
还有两个礼拜的时间。
Only 2 more weeks left.
我们的弟兄姊妹们要在各处去撒种。
Our brothers and sisters will sow the seeds in many places.
求你与我们同在。
Please be with us.
无论如何的艰难。
No matter how difficult.
主啊，靠你的恩典往前。
According to your grace, we will go on.
愿主的爱充满我们。
Please fill us with your love.
主啊，你为我们死在十字架上。
Lord, you died for us on the cross.
这付的代价是何等的重大。
And it cost the Father so much.
今天我们没有付任何的代价就接受了。
And we have received so freely.
我们理当传出去。
And so we ought to give.
求你使用你的教会。
So please use your church.
主啊，我们再次对你说。
And so again we say to you.
我在这里。
Lord, here I am.
愿你差遣我。
Please send me.
主啊，无论是多年传福音的。
No matter the, for how many
无论是从来没有传过福音的。
Or if we've never shared before.
无论是欢喜传福音的。
Whether we share happily.
无论是害怕传福音的。
Or share with fear.
主啊，都得着你的激励。
Lord, please encourage all of us.
我们求你让我们能在这福音上荣耀你的圣名。
And in the gospel be able to glorify your name.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be